Well, back here at Marlins Park tonight for the rubber match between the Marlins and the Brewers. Joining us for a couple of minutes here at the ballpark tonight, he's made the trip down from Jacksonville, the voice of the Jacksonville Suns, the Miami Marlins AA affiliate, Roger Hoover. Roger, it's a pleasure to see you. Apparently, you couldn't get enough of baseball. You guys just ended, and now you're down here. The Jacksonville Suns finish up 57-81 this season. Certainly, throughout the entire organization, there was a lot of guys that were being moved. I know you guys had a lot of transactions on a weekly basis. Kind of sum up for us the Jacksonville Suns 2015 campaign.
Well, Kyle, thank you again for having me. I remember when we talked at the end of the first half, we talked about how the Jacksonville Suns had really helped out the Miami Marlins at a major league level, maybe in some other ways that we hadn't in some recent years. A lot of rehab assignments from even Steve Cishek for a while, just being a regular member of the Jacksonville Suns, trying to work his way back to the major leagues. In the second half, it was more of the same, really. We saw some really talented arms go up to the major league level, most notably Kyle Bearclaw when he first came over in that deal for Steve Cishek. I only had a few appearances with Jacksonville, basically just over a week, but he was just so impressive and was a really good closer for the Jacksonville Suns. So that was great to see, and it was great to see him get his major league call up as well to the Miami Marlins. And then you look offensively, there were a few different highlights. Zach Cox finished second in the Southern League in terms of his batting average, was really strong at the plate, and also finished the year at the AAA level. Just got some good base hits and really improved defensively from what we had seen out of Zach Cox in recent years. And then someone named David Adams, who played for the New York Yankees in 2013. Last year was in the Orioles farm system. Marlins signed him as a free agent this year, and he's a Southern League midseason and postseason all-star. Just really a great clubhouse leader and someone everyone looked to.
Let's talk about pitching. It's at a premium no matter what level you're at. Guys that were primarily on the roster this season, Roger, who are some guys to keep an eye on, guys that had breakout campaigns as well?
Well, I think it's going to be fun to see how Trevor Williams does in his next few years. He really got better as the season went along, had his ups and downs, and just his few first double-A starts early in the season, but near the end of his time in Jacksonville was pitching really, really well. And even Marlins number 29 prospect Austin Bryce, according to Baseball America, he got better as the year went along, started working some really clean innings, and he was also a guy that was drafted out of high school in 2010, so he's still relatively young at 23 years old, so I think he's got a really great future ahead of him.
Position player-wise, guys that stuck out to you this season?
Kenny Wilson, the center fielder for the Suns, signed as a minor league free agent. He bounced around three different organizations last year, but he really took control of Jacksonville's very cavernous center field. It's 420 feet to straightaway center, 382 into left center, so he made all the plays defensively, was a steady leadoff hitter, hit in the 280s, had occasional home run pop as well, so he was great to see.
Roger, welcome to Miami. I know it's just for the night. Can't wait to hang out with you this evening and catch some Marlins baseball.
Thank you, Kyle. Always love being here.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.